This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right, welcome back to Today's Issues. It's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We do this every Friday that we can, and it's called Trivia Friday, or also called
Learning University.
We ask trivia questions and ask you to call in and answer them, and answer one and ask a trivia question as well. That's what we prefer. And if you'd like to do that, then here's the phone number to participate. And that is 888-589-8840. Only call in if you have not got on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, a four-week waiting period between calls. You want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. Back to the phones.
All right. Well, when last we were here, Starkey was on the line waiting to ask us a question. Right, Starkey?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, go ahead.
Who said ye blind guys, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel?
That was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay.
All right, well, Stark. Thank you so much for listening to AFR, and you have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Thanks. All right,
thank you, Starkey.
Yeah. All right, next call.
All right, we go to Virginia, and Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hello, professors.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, brother?
Fine, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for calling from Virginia, right?
Yep.
Okay, what part of Virginia?
Central.
All right. Well, listen, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both, please.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
The one about South Dakota.
Okay, what is the capital of South Dakota, Mark?
And that's Pierre.
It is, correct. Good job.
Pierre, South Dakota.
Pierre, South Dakota.
Have you ever been there?
I have not.
Have you ever been there, Mark?
Nope.
JJ?
Maybe.
It is kind of hard for you to remember everywhere you've been.
I think I have. I was in Aberdeen two or three times and in several other places, and I think I flew through there one time.
Yeah, I've been to probably two-thirds of the states, maybe three-fourths of the states, but I've never been to the Dakotas.
Beautiful.
I've been to the Dakotas when I was a kid. My dad took us on a family vacation. We went through the Dakotas and Montana and Wyoming.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, and I want to see some of those. I've never been out west to the big sky country. I want to do that. That's sort of on my bucket list. Mm-hmm. But Aberdeen, great area for pheasant hunting. Been up there, and I've been up there to speak two or three times. And then Watford and some different places in South Dakota and North Dakota. Williston, another great place up there.
Wow.
They're having the oil boom. We have a station up there, and I've been up there two or three times. Beautiful country.
All right, Mark, what's your question for us?
Okay, so in the movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, mm-hmm. what were the names of the seven dwarfs?
Let's talk amongst ourselves here, Mark.
Okay, you going to write these down?
I'm going to write them down. You got Dopey.
Dopey, Sleepy.
Sleepy.
Sneezy.
Sneezy. How many were
Bashful.
There?
Cranky.
Bashful.
Cranky.
Cranky the Dwarf. Okay.
Dopey, Sleepy, Sneezy, Bashful.
Doc.
Happy. You're happy.
Happy.
How many is that?
Go Lucky.
One, two, three, four, five, six. No, then they start sounding like Kentucky Derby horses if you veer off from the dwarves.
Can you still call them dwarves, or they got some PC name today?
We need one more.
Okay.
Smaller than average people.
Dopey, Sleepy, Sneezy, Bashful, Doc, and Happy.
I can't remember who we left out.
It's probably he's going to be unhappy.
Yeah.
I do think you got a bad attitude one in there somewhere, but I can't think of the name.
Was there a grouchy guy? Wasn't there a grouchy one?
All right, we got six of the seven, I think, Mark. Help us out. What's the one we've left off?
You're forgetting about Grumpy.
Grumpy.
That's what you were saying.
Yeah,
one of them
be
with bad
yeah.
attitude.
Yeah.
Cranky. I think you said grouchy, so.
Cranky.
Cranky.
Grumpy.
Cranky the dwarf.
He was a heck of a wrestler. Don't underestimate him. I'll tell you that. I watched him.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You're going down at the knees right there. Cranky gets going. Jumps off the top rope.
Yeah. Turnbuckles.
In this corner.
I've hinted to it, but I never told the story of my friend who wrestled a bear in Kentucky.
That is a funny story.
I'm going to try to tell it as quick as I can. So, college-age guys all living in a house together. This is in Kentucky. A traveling bear.
In the 70s.
And if you pin this bear, if you just get him on his back, you know, you win like $1,000, which was a lot of money back then. It cost about $10 to enter. So all these guys, keep in mind, they were lost. They were all living together, crazy wild. So they're inebriated, and they're on their way to the thing. All of them are going to pay $10 to wrestle this bear, all except Jerry. So Jerry said, "Y'all are crazy. That bear, his arm weighs as much as you, and he's trained to fight. You know, you're just throwing your money away." So they continue to do what they're doing, and as they're going, somebody says, "Well, Jerry, you're stronger than any one of us. You can whip any two of us. You ought to do it." He said, "Well, I got more sense than that." He goes from that to the closer they get to the arena.
After one more beer.
Yeah, actually, you see where this
is
going.
This why you should not drink.
He says, "You think I'd have a chance with that bear?" Well, then they all say, "Absolutely." Well, then it goes from that to say, now nobody's going to get in except Jerry. And they're saying, true story, they're saying, "Jerry, don't hurt the bear. All you have to do is get him on his back." So they tell him, just when he gets out there, run. This is my best friend's brother. So they said, run, put your shoulder against the ropes, and you come flying through the air, and you kick him, knock him over. And the thing is, if the bear just touches his back, you win the money. So he gives him the $10, signs his life away, gets in there in the ring with the bear. The bear did have a muzzle on. So,
did not?
It did. It had a muzzle on. So he takes off running as fast as he can, ducks his shoulder. He gets clothesline in the rope, and he gets all, gets all tangled up in the rope. The bear lumbers over there, snatches him out of the rope, and just shakes him like a dish rag, throws him on the mat. And
did you see this?
No, I did not
see
it. I heard about it. Yeah, they talk about it to this day. The bear, he wound up trying to poke the bear in the eyes, and his hand went through the muzzle. The bear's back teeth bit him, and he had to go to the emergency room.
Oh, my God.
They all wound up in the emergency room about midnight saying, "We know there are no bears in this part of the country, but I did suffer from a bear bite."
That's when the doctor goes, "You what? You what, son?"
Let me tell you something.
Why are you here?
And JJ had a whip through that story, but the first time I heard him tell it, man, I was just rolling. Oh, my goodness,
well,
that's so funny.
But Jerry was a big, strong guy, but you're no match for a bear.
And the spiritual application is bad company corrupts good morals.
There you go.
Because Jerry went from you are crazy, I'm not wasting my money.
And stay away from strong drink.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, well, we left Mark.
Poor Mark. He grew a beard.
What made me think of that? He was talking about something.
I have no idea. Poor Mark is waiting. Mark, you have a question for us, perchance?
Oh, I already asked it. Okay. It was about the dwarfs.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, the wrestling. That's got me. When you said jumping off that top rope, made me think of Jerry wrestling the bear.
Mark, I have to apologize for keeping you waiting. Do we have any unfinished business with you, or should we say goodbye?
No. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark, buddy.
All right. Okay.
All right, Trivia Friday on AFR. Let's repeat our question, gentlemen, and get back to the last 15
minutes. Oh, my goodness. All right.
In
1978, the NFL made a significant change to its season schedule. What was it? And then my only other remaining question, what famous statue appears in the climax to the 1968 film Planet of the Apes?
Here's what I've got. True or false, during Woodrow Wilson's presidency, sheep grazed on the White House lawn. Is that true or false? Second question, what's the common name for the disease rubella? Third question, how many U.S. states' names start with the letter N?
My questions are as follows. What is the most common street name in the U.S.? And the only question I have left after that is, Old Dominion was a nickname for which U.S. state? Old Dominion, they called it. You know how states are called, like South Carolina's called the Palmetto State, and
right.
Tennessee's called the Volunteer State. What state is called Old Dominion, I guess you could say. All right, back to the phones.
All right, back to the phones we go. Oklahoma. And Nancy is on the line. Nancy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi. Good to be with you today. I was needing a pickup, and y'all been making me enjoy my day.
Well,
Nancy,
bless
you. You've never wrestled a bear, have you, Nancy?
No.
I encourage you not to do it.
I don't want to either. They're pretty common down around where I live, I don't want them.
No. No, you don't want to, especially you don't want to tangle with a trained bear because the you're not going to win. Hey, ask, answer, or do both, dear.
I'm going to do both.
Which question you want to answer?
I wanted to answer with one about the rubella.
Yes, ma'am. What is the common name for the disease rubella?
I'm going to say measles.
That's right.
All right, measles.
You're exactly right. Now, I have on here German measles, but I remember
I started to say that, and I thought, well, if I do that, then I'll be wrong.
Yeah, German measles are the measles, and that's exactly right. Hey, thank you. What's your question for us?
Okay. Back in 1859, there was a conflict between the U.K. and the U.S., and it was called the Pig War. Can you tell me what caused it?
The Pig War?
Between who?
You're talking about Great Britain and the U.S. The Pig War.
When was this again? I'm sorry.
1850. You said 1859, right?
Yes.
I never.
Guys,
heard of
I've
this.
Never heard.
Here's
of it.
The deal. Back during that time frame, there was a shortage of bacon. Well, obviously, because people couldn't have their bacon and eggs, it made them grouchy and dopey and a little bit sleepy and sneezy and bashful, and none of them was happy. And one thing led to another, and they just picked a fight and turned out to be an all-out war, and it all went back just because of the shortage of bacon.
And both sides sent their dwarfs. And the rest is history.
I like that answer better than one I got.
I'll tell you what, though, in all seriousness, there are some things worth fighting about, and you talk about taking away a man's bacon.
Yes.
That's worth it.
Yes.
Don't you think so?
That's worth it.
That's whether you draw a red line in the sand. All right, Nancy,
red line.
Yeah, what's the real answer?
Well, the only other thing besides bacon is an American shot an Irish pig for eating his potatoes.
Really? And that started the war?
That started the pig war.
You can have it. There's such thing as an Irish pig?
No, Irish potatoes.
Oh,
wait,
Irish.
Wait,
Irish
say...
potatoes, but they said it was Irish pig that I used potatoes.
Oh, so. An Irish pig.
Yeah. Irish, they get blamed for a lot of stuff they had nothing to do with.
Right.
Down through history.
It's not right.
It, huh?
It's not right to
they
blame them for everything.
The Vietnam War, people are blaming the Irish. You know what I'm saying? Not right? You've heard that before. Don't say you hadn't heard that conspiracy
theory. No, I've heard that Trump gets the blame for the Vietnam War.
Yes.
That's the news.
Why not?
He's
that's
Irish.
The news scapegoat.
His
background, that's right.
I think.
He's Irish.
Scottish,
there you go.
Something like that.
Thank you, Nancy. Have a wonderful weekend.
Hey. And thanks for making me laugh today.
Oh, man.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling. You're listening to Trivia Friday. Back to the phones we go.
We go to Texas, and Bill is on the line. Bill, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Gentlemen, wow.
Thank you. Thank you. We're honored to have that bestowed upon us.
Bill, you want to ask, answer, or do
already.
Both? What's that?
I want to try both.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
The question about the Planet of the Apes.
Okay, here it is. What famous statue appears in the climax to the 1968 film Planet of the Apes?
Is it the Statue of Liberty?
It is the Statue of Liberty.
Wow, nicely done.
You guys ever see that? The big famous payoff there with Charlton Heston. And he. Well, anyway, I don't explain the whole movie, but it was the Statue of Liberty that appeared in the end of the movie, The Planet of the Apes. Great, great job there. Now, Bill, are you old enough to remember seeing that when it first came out, or you just see it on TV, or what?
Well, I saw a segment of it on some other show, but I remember the ending of it. That's a little bit beyond me as far as age. But
before your time?
Before my time. It's right down y'all's alley as far as timeline, but thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. I see what you're doing there. You're calling us a bunch of old fogies. That's okay, though, Bill.
Something.
All right. Hey, listen, what's your question
for us?
Old dogies. Yeah. What's your question for us, Bill?
That's all. I've got
that's
a question
all.
For y'all.
Okay, go ahead.
Where is the other Statue of Liberty at?
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Bill, so don't say yes or no yet.
Do they have one in France? Do they have, like, did they build themselves a replica? I mean, they've got one. They sent us one. I'm just guessing.
Is that
your final answer?
No, we're just talking here.
Talking among ourselves.
I don't know. It seems like we've had this not too long ago, that there's a replica of it, but I don't think it's in France. But I don't know. I'll go with your guess, because I really don't know. Anybody?
No, I got nothing.
All right. How about France, Bill? Is there one in France?
You want to try Lifeline?
I don't think anybody I know knows either.
Yeah, we're just guessing. What's the answer?
Well, I think it's France.
Oh, you don't know?
You're right. Well, again, I saw it in a movie. It's probably, a couple years ago, but I saw it in a movie that they had the replica of. It's in the movie I forgot the name of it now, but they were showing the replica of it in France.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. It would make sense.
Well, and you can believe everything you see in a movie, Bill. Like when they're able to shoot about 50 times without reloading and run across the top of a train and jump from the train to the helicopter, and their hair never gets out of place or anything like that.
Hey, Bill.
Gentlemen, just to let y'all know, I don't have a bear story, but I do have a coyote and a wiener dog story, but that'll be for another time.
Hey, don't forget that. Email that to us, because I'm actually working on a country song about a coyote and a wiener dog, and I need one or two more things to rhyme and a couple more.
Wiener dog.
I need a little something else to go with the chorus, so send that to us.
All right. Thank you. Is it Bill?
Yeah, Bill.
I don't think you need to read up, but I don't think PC allows you to call them wiener dogs anymore. I think you've got to have a better name than that.
Dachshund, mean?
Dachshund?
Well, yeah, something more appropriate than a wiener dog. That's derogatory. And a lot of people
insulting
minds.
To them.
Insulting to a lot of those dogs.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
Because they've gone.
You may not have heard that. I'm not.
No.
But you need to.
Because they've seen all those those stadium hot dogs.
Well,
and I say,
they
we
get
don't
jokes
be,
like,
we
you
don't
know, they
be,
got, they got.
Hey, where's your mustard?
Little dog syndrome, things of that nature
that
they get teased about.
Right.
It's just not right.
It's not.
It's not.
And if that's one.
JJ didn't know. So I'm just telling you.
And this is Learning University. This is a university. Right. So it is filled
be
with
sensitive
safe,
to little
safe
dogs,
spaces.
Be sensitive to little dogs' feelings. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
That isn't all I got to say, but that's how we always finish something when we feel like we've dunked on somebody, don't we?
You feel like
that's all
out.
I've got to say. Now I've got to say some more because I don't feel like I need to, And that's all I got to say.
That's all I got to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that.
Let's
go.
All right, Mississippi. Mona is on the line. Mona, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great.
We're doing great.
We're
thank
fun,
you, Mona.
You want to ask
good.
It?
Glad to hear. I've been waiting for months to get through to y'all. Y'all run your mouth as much as I do.
Well, bless your heart.
Don't
Mona.
Take no offense, Tim.
Yes.
Tim, take no offense. I was going to say something good about you. I was going to ask if everybody would please take up a donation and get you a new chair to sit in.
Oh, you think so?
I think you need a new one.
Okay,
yes,
well, yeah. You're probably right. And if you're watching on Facebook.
I do a lot of stretching, so I think you need a new chair.
I do. I confess, I do an inordinate amount of stretching, and I don't know. People, I get teased about that.
Isn't golfing a demanding sport?
Yes, it is. And
know about that require, don't golf?
Yes, and it requires some flexibility. And that's why I try to stay
very
flexible.
Much so.
And bless your heart.
Positive about
yes,
it.
Amen.
And Ed, I got a nickname for you.
Uh-oh.
A few months back, people was trying to find a nickname for you.
Yes.
And you remember somebody said that a guy hit a triple home run, and you was like, a triple home run? Well, that's a grand slam, nobody knew it. So we're going to call you Grand Slam Ed.
Grand Slam Ed.
I like that.
That's
yeah. Grand Slam. Hey, that's
Tim needs a new chair, and right. Ed is Grand Slam Ed.
I like that.
Well, that is certainly better than one gentleman suggested I be called Thick Crust. One of our listeners. Yeah, I still haven't forgotten that. I intend to get even, but Grand Slam, that's not bad.
You got a bunch of corny emails sent in to you. I remember that day, and I know Tim, he does a bunch of stretching. I've been noticing, and he acts like he needs a new chair. So,
yeah. Well, all right.
I don't recommend that he gets a new chair for Christmas.
Hey, Mona, you want to ask or answer one of these questions?
Yeah, we're almost out of time, Mona.
I'm going to try to do both. I'm going to say Woodrow Wilson did lift his sheep graze.
Here, let me ask you the question. True or false, during Woodrow Wilson's presidency, sheep grazed on the White House lawn. Mona, is that true or false?
I'm going to say it's true.
Mona, it is 100% true.
Really? Good job, Mona.
In fact, the president's wife helped fund the war effort by auctioning wool from the sheep grazing on the White House lawn.
Wow.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
Wow.
What's your question for us?
I'll hurry since I'm running my mouth. I was going to ask y'all, what do you call a female hog that hasn't ever had a litter of pigs? She's too young yet. I mean, they come in heat when they're around 6-7 months old, but she ain't quite got old enough to come in heat and have pigs. What do you call them?
Well, hold on just a second, because I think we can do some reasonable deduction. One went to the market. One stayed home. This little piggy, let's see. It's got to be in that little one, run.
Well, we're running down on time.
One went wee, 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 all the way home. But no, we don't know the answer.
It's not a trick question.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us because we're out of time. Mona, go ahead and tell us.
It is called a gilt. G-I-L-T.
A gilt. Thank you for that. Yeah, wow. That was good information.
I never heard that before.
I haven't either. Gilt. Yeah.
Well, I'm not exactly a...
I slopped hogs for a few years there.
That's how you put your way through college, didn't you?
Yeah, well, put myself through elementary school. Slopping hogs.
Money for
slopping
them,
hogs.
Slopping the hogs.
For school shoes and money for books and
on the farm,
lunch money.
I did some of that on my farm at my granddaddy's house when I was a kid. I was a city boy like you, Ed.
Yeah.
But I went to the country for the summer. Not all summer, but
yeah.
Went around with my granddaddy, and he had hogs.
That was an experience, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was when you're from the town. You go out in the country and you feed hogs. You remember that?
We did the same thing. Yeah.
Are they really dangerous hogs?
Well, they start to chase you.
I don't know.
If you're not careful. My
understanding that I have had
ones out in the wild are
would sometimes
yeah.
wild well, boars
got in trouble throwing a chicken in to the hog pen, and they ate it live.
Let's answer our questions that have gone.
Okay, 1978, the NFL made a significant change to its season schedule. It went to a 16-game schedule in 1978, and that's all I've got.
How many states start with the letter N, guys?
Nebraska, Nevada.
North Dakota.
Eight.
Adam started saying eight.
Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota.
That's all?
That's it.
What is the most common street name in the U.S.? That's Park Street.
What?
Park Street or Park Avenue, one of the others.
So,
Old Dominion was a nickname
for
the state of Virginia because it was the oldest colony, I guess, of the British.
Good stuff.
British-controlled Empire.
Thank you again, veterans. Thank you for your sacrifice and love for our country.